And just the whole thing, it's just really funny and super deep. And like the way that he puts everything together, you know, I think it's just a really smart, pretty brilliant piece of music. Just the way that he constructed everything and all of the impetus behind it. And this is and hearing this song and really appreciating it really kind of sparked an interest in hip hop production and making music on my own, which is kind of a path that I've been pursuing pretty hardly, like I'd say the last probably 10 years.
This is Essential Tremors.
I'm Lee Gardner.
I'm Matt Byers. The idea behind this show is to have musicians and other creators talk about songs that shaped who they are. We're not looking for favorite songs, necessarily. We're also not looking for songs that they'd choose to take with them if they were stranded on a desert island. What we're looking for are songs that have significance to them. Songs that might have changed the course of their creative lives, or their lives in general. Parker might be best known as a member of Chicago post-rock quintet Tortoise, which he joined in 1996, and with whom he's recorded 7 albums. His solo career spans 7 albums as well, with the latest being a co-release between acclaimed labels International Anthem and Nonesuch, and is a tribute to his mother titled Sweet for Max Brown. Pitchfork's review of the record captures Parker's talents aptly. The veteran guitarist has created an effortlessly detailed album, full of tradition and experimentation that spans generations. It lives at the vanguard of new jazz music. The first song Parker chose as being formative for him was Conquistadores by the Chico Hamilton Quintet.
This was kind of the first song that made me want to play the guitar. My father was a big fan of the Chico Hamilton Quintet, which was Chico Hamilton, for people who don't know, was a great drummer. I think kind of based in New York. Then he moved out to the West Coast and got involved in the studio scene. But he was one of the few band leaders who, or few drummers who also led his own bands. And his music was really unique, very groovy, especially at the time, you know. And he had bands in probably from the mid-50s. I mean, it always, probably up until he died, like in the early 2000s. But he always had a great guitar player in his band. And on El Conquistadores, the guitarist was this Hungarian guitar player named Gábor Szabó. And you know, the tune, it just has this kind of like really unique unique groove, and his guitar playing is just really beautiful. You know, his sound is amazing. He played an acoustic guitar with a pickup called this D'Armon pickup, and it's a really unique sound. It sounded like he was kind of influenced by like surf music, but mixed with jazz. And I used to listen to that song over and over when I was a kid, probably like 8 or 9 years old. And yeah, it's just what really made me want to pick up the instrument and play it. And I kind of haven't stopped ever since.
So this is something that came from your dad, or this is something that he brought into the house?
Yeah, he totally did. Yeah, I mean, he collected records, and this was one that he used to listen to. And he knew I was into music, and he was like, check this out, you know?
What age would you have been for this?
I was 9 years old.
And how long before that, like, desire to play guitar actually turned into doing it?
Pretty immediately, you know. I mean, we had a guitar sitting around the house that my sister used to play. And then she gave it up, and I just kind of picked it up. And that was the beginning.
And so at that point, you were trying to play jazz pretty much, or what did you have in mind?
I don't know. I don't think I was really like looking to play jazz. I was just looking to play some music, you know. I mean, I was pretty young. And all music was still pretty fresh to me at that time.
Do you remember some of the first stuff you would have learned, like those first actual tunes?
It was more just picking it up. I mean, you have to keep in mind, I mean, I was just like total beginner at this point. I had a great teacher named John Spencer, who was one of my father's students at the university where he was teaching. And I think he saw that I was into improvising, and kind of his approach was the kind of he kind of had me writing my own songs and improvising immediately from the moment I picked up the instrument. And you know, I mean, mind you, my own song would be like three notes kind of over and over again on one string, you know, because I was just really like just learning how to play the instrument. But from there, he used improvising and songwriting to kind of teach me like the really pedestrian kind of cursory introduction to the mechanics of the instrument.
Did you see Chico Hamilton play live, or did you ever meet him?
I never met him. No, I never did. And I never saw him play. I would have liked to.
This is a shortened episode produced specifically for the NPR One app. For the full version, please go to wherever else you get podcasts. This has been Essential Tremors. Essential Tremors is produced by me, Matt Byers, and Lee Gardner. Essential Tremors is distributed by WYPR Baltimore and NPR. Look for and subscribe to all of WYPR's podcasts at wypr.org/podcastcentral. For more information about Essential Tremors, go to essentialpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.